I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. Climate change poses daunting threats to every facet and form of life. The Great Lakes region is expected to be hit by an increase of heat waves, flooding, and severe storms. Over the last 2 weeks, journalists throughout the basin have published stories as part of the Pulitzer Center's nationwide Connected Coastlines reporting initiative. The topics range from toxic algae to a controversial wind farm being proposed for Lake Erie. You'll find a series link on WUWM's website. Our story zeroes in on a 30-block section of Milwaukee, 2 miles northwest of downtown, called Walnut Way. It's within the Lindsay Heights neighborhood, just one of the urban areas where climate change disproportionately impacts people already grappling with obstacles. Unemployment rates are high, and the families here, most of them African American, live in some of the city's oldest housing stock, and compared to many other parts of the city, there are fewer trees and less access to green space here. Residents in neighborhoods like these are most vulnerable to climate change. That's according to Sarita Turner from the Institute for Sustainable Communities.
African American people die at a much more disproportionately higher rate due to heat-related deaths than any other racial group, and it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter.
But over the last 2 decades, the Walnut Way Conservation Corporation has gradually transformed lifeless parcels to green space. It grows fruit, herbs, and vegetables as a tangible commitment to teaching residents how to care for their piece of the planet. In fact, it's become a model for others. Angela Kingsawan doesn't let a little rain or the sight of yet another empty lot on North 17th Street dampen her spirits. The newly hired urban agriculture manager planted a sea of veggies and herbs in a hoop house on what had been a vacant lot.
So, conivari is an herb from the southwest in Mexico. Greek basil, Isle of Naxos, many different types of chile.
Kingsawan says most dill, of the veggies and herbs will be sold at the nearby Fondi Farmers Market.
We have youth that come in every summer and they man a stall at Fondi.
Kingsawan points across the street. If she gets a grant that she set her sights on, Kingsawan will replace forlorn turf with native trees along with indigenous corn and native squashes. She says will both shade and nourish neighbors.
Yes, and that's why I think the agroforestry is so important. And from a Native American standpoint, it just makes sense. All of the things that I am starting to plant, they're from here. Whether we have excess rain or we have drought, they survive. And there's so little upkeep. They're perennial. They come back every year. And you can also divide and share with neighbors or share with other communities. And for me, it's just thinking smart.
A few blocks west, Venus Williams runs an urban farm called Alice's Garden. Buffeted by a bit of wind, Williams watches a visitor make her way through a labyrinth of emerging herbs and native plants.
I like to say that we use gardening as the carrot, pun intended, to get people to come through the gate to impact their entire quality of life.
Williams says the garden, divided into quadrants, has its own energy. Solar energy is also being collected atop its pavilion. Underground, a 20,000-gallon cistern diverts rain from the sewer system and will water the lettuce and tomatoes that will soon take root this season.
There are 100 rental plots, so we're also a community garden. We're getting ready to install the infrastructure for an evening market. We're very grateful to the City of Milwaukee for granting us a matching grant for that.
William says her role isn't just to encourage gardeners, but also to look for ways to educate them about climate change.
But climate change education in the urban context has to be personal. So I have to address it from things that are going to matter to you in the midst of your day-to-day living as you're trying to raise children and feed families and pay bills. The way that I teach climate change is from a point of ancestral knowledge and responsibility. Let me share with you how our ancestors cared for earth and air and water.
Green infrastructure projects dot the Walnut Way and wider Lindsay Heights neighborhood, a pocket park here, a small orchard there. Antonio Butts is executive director of Walnut Way. Its offices are in a restored building, an old rooming house volunteers saved from being demolished. That project marked a milestone of neighbors coming together.
For us, economics, resilience, and climate change are synonymous. completely synonymous.
Walnut Way took a huge step forward when it created its own landscaping team called Blue Skies. Today, the group of about a dozen people both creates and maintains projects from gardens to green infrastructure. The City of Milwaukee partners in bringing projects to life. Philanthropic, state, and federal dollars help too. But Butts doesn't sidestep the challenges. Many neighbors are un- or underemployed. The median income is less than $25,000.
How do you prepare or build the capacity of a community to withstand challenging times, regardless of what those challenging times are? So it doesn't matter if it's food security, it doesn't matter if it's housing, it doesn't matter what it is. What is your ability or the community's ability, you know, collaboratively to be able to respond to events and then also to be able to, you know, live to tell a story.
From her home base in San Francisco, Sarita Turner with the Institute for Sustainable Communities says the efforts illustrate what's special about Walnut Way.
Growing fruit to infrastructure improvements for churches, just amazing work. The human capital, the human development that they're doing, even more important.
Turner's nonprofit works with communities around the world to build resilience to the impact of climate change. Over the last 2 years, the Institute awarded Walnut Way nearly $200,000 in grants to help fuel its work, especially to empower residents with knowledge.
If it weren't for the Walnut Ways of the United States of America, how else would these communities be getting that information and helping them think through the solutions or helping think about what are the ways that we need to start to plan?
The path forward appears straightforward to Etan Fox. 6 years ago, he interned at Alice's Garden, the nearby urban farm. Then Walnut Way invited him aboard, where he's now environmental program assistant.
In our goal to uplift our community, we can inspire everybody else to do the same. Everyone needs to be working together to be able to combat it, because climate change is bigger than all of us at this point.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.